Good Wednesday morning, church. And today we're going to be reading Psalm 46. In the month of March, we observed the World Day of Prayer. And this psalm is an expression of confidence and trust in God. In the midst of cosmic or natural upheaval, God's protection and presence are assured. So we'll be reading Psalm 46, and again, God's saving word for today is prayer. God is our shelter and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not be afraid, even if the earth is shaken and the mountains fall into the ocean depths, even if the seas roar and rage and the hills are shaken by the violence. There is a river that brings joy to the city of God, to the sacred house of the Most High. God is in that city, and it will never be destroyed. At early dawn, he will come to its aid. Nations are terrified, kingdoms are shaken. God thunders, and the earth dissolves. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come and see what the Lord has done. See what amazing things he has done on earth. He stops wars all over the world. He breaks bows, destroys spears, and sets the shields on fire. Stop fighting, he says, and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme over the world. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And today's key verse is Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our shelter and strength, and always ready to help in time of trouble. Now, as we look at this verse, we see God displayed as a ever-present God, ever ready and capable of saving, of rescuing us. Do you find this psalm to be a source of comfort? Have you experienced a time when you needed to turn to God for protection and strength? In times like that, this psalm might even be our prayer, mightn't it? Let's pray. God, you are my shelter and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. You are supreme among the nations and supreme over the world. I trust in your love, knowing that you are always with me. Amen. Well, that brings our time together on this Wednesday morning to an end. But let's remember to keep our eyes open for that miracle. God bless.